Rousseauist Masonic democratism has been frequently condemned by the Church. An extract from the letter of Pope Pius IX on the 25th of August, 1910, condemning the Sion, in which he quotes his predecessor, Pope Leo XIII, gives an excellent summary of the Church's teaching. Quote, "The Sion," writes Pius X, "attributes authority primordially to the people from whom it is communicated to the rulers in such a way, however, that it continues to reside in the people. Now, Leo XIII has firmly condemned that doctrine in his encyclical on political power, in which he says, 'Moderns in great numbers, following in the footsteps of those who in the last century styled themselves philosophers, maintain that all power comes from the people, that therefore those who exercise power in the state do not exercise that authority as their own, but as designated to them by the people, and on condition that it may be revoked by the will of the people from whom they hold it.' Quite the contrary is the opinion of Catholics, who hold that the right to command comes from God as from its natural and necessary source. No doubt, the Sion holds that the authority which it attributes to the people descends from God, but in such a way that it remounts from below upwards, whereas in the organization of the Church, power descends from above downwards. But besides the fact that it is abnormal for a delegation to ascend, since its nature is to descend, Leo XIII has refuted by anticipation this attempt to reconcile Catholic doctrine with philosophic error. For he goes on to say, "It is important to remark here, those who preside over the government of the Commonwealth may indeed, in certain cases, be chosen by the will and judgment of the multitude, without opposing or violating Catholic doctrine. But that choice marks out the person who shall govern. It does not confer on him authority to govern. It does not delegate power to him. It designates the person who shall be invested with power. Moreover, if the people continue to hold power, what becomes of authority? It becomes a shadow, a myth. There is no longer a law properly so called. There is no longer obedience." End of quote. D. Rationalism, Naturalism, Revolution. This revolutionary deification of human nature, in the name of which man's whims are substituted for God's will, and for the order which the second person of the Blessed Trinity established when he came down to earth and took our human nature, has been called rationalism or naturalism. According to the Vatican Council, absolute rationalism is the doctrine which professes that human reason is so independent that faith cannot be enjoined upon it by God. Hence, rationalism is the system which rejects the existence and the possibility of revelation under pretense of respecting the rights and dictates of reason. Thus, the formal constitutive element of rationalism is the principle of the absolute autonomy of reason. The proximate foundation of rationalism is naturalism. The remote foundation thereof is pantheism and atheism. For rationalism presupposes that there is not any knowable truth beyond the reach of the natural powers of our reason. This involves the negation either of the existence of the supernatural order of truth and life, or at least of the possibility of getting to know that order, even by revelation. It is in this negation that naturalism consists. Naturalism is often used to signify the same thing as rationalism, yet in a stricter sense, it rather designates the foundation of rationalism. Naturalism is, properly speaking, the negation of the possibility of the elevation of our nature to the supernatural order, and rationalism is the application of that doctrine to human reason, as liberalism is the application thereof of liberty. Hence, rationalism has its proximate foundation in naturalism, just as, on the other hand, the virtue of charity has its foundation in grace as a property in an essence. But if naturalism denies not only the possibility of the knowledge of truths of the supernatural order, but the very existence of that order, then has its foundation in pantheism. For if there is no truth beyond the reach of our rational nature, our nature must be identical with the divine nature. Accordingly, there will be nothing beyond the efficient powers of nature, and miracles will be impossible. As nature is identical with God, all phenomena, proceed from the divine nature without any free decree. This pantheistic deification of man and of nature, the identification of the finite and the infinite in the same subject, is so absurd that it cannot even be properly conceived. The perversity of the rationalistic and naturalistic spirit is not always clear at first sight, because the perversity may not be so much in the object aimed at as in the manner of aiming thereat. Rationalism or naturalism may propose to itself a good object, but without the help of God and without obedience to God. St. Thomas calls attention to this when speaking of the sin of the rebellious angels, quote, "In this way the angel sinned, seeking by the action of his free will his own good, irrespective of the order laid down by the divine will." In a well-known passage, Pope Leo XIII equates rationalism and naturalism and then points out the results in morality and politics. Quote, "What naturalists or rationalists aim at in philosophy, the supporters of liberalism carrying out the principles laid down by naturalism are attempting in the domain of morality and politics. The fundamental doctrine of rationalism is the supremacy of the human reason, which, refusing due submission to the divine and eternal reason, proclaims its own independence and constitutes itself the supreme principle and source and judge of truth. Hence, these followers of liberalism deny the existence of any divine authority to which obedience is due, and proclaim that every man is a law unto himself, from which arises the ethical system which they style independent morality, and which, under the guise of liberty, exonerates man from any obedience to the commands of God and substitutes, therefore, a boundless license."